12:05. Welcome to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Glad you could be with us here today on this Thursday. And quick announcement, Thursday night special's been put on hold. I'm not going to pick baseball games. I'm just not at this point. So Thursday night special's been put on hold until we get to the NFL regular season, where I vow to pick every single game correctly, and we'll see. So that should be fun. The big news of the day, my goodness, Aaron Rodgers just kind of filleted Green Bay, just went flat out after them with the press conference. On one end, I do appreciate the honesty. I'm not saying that what he was talking about is something I'm not interested in. It's not one of those shut up and play things. I was certainly interested. It was riveting stuff. It was great. Let's play it back. Let's start discussing this. Aaron Rodgers, essentially, which is part of our poll question, our Power to Play Sports poll question is available. Should players like Aaron Rodgers be given more control in team decisions, like hiring a coach, signing a player, trades? And I'm saying more control. I'm not saying should they be the ones to make those decisions. We already had someone on Twitter coming at me on that. No, he's not asking about control. He's wanting some of that, right? You can use a different word if you want. Control, input, whatever. But this is what he's saying. So here's Aaron Rodgers. He goes down this list of Packers of Christmas past, of guys that they screwed up by not offering them a contract or lowballing. You never hear this stuff from a current player. So what happened yesterday, love it, hate it, indifferent, was somewhat historic. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about maybe where the Packers went wrong.
And I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goud, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved.
I mean, it's a lot of guys, first off. It's a lot of guys he's listing in different eras of quarterback or of players during his run. And I hear the player thing, and that's where my biggest thing is. I mean, look at the Broncos after they won the Super Bowl. What happened? They disbanded. You can't afford everybody. You paid Von Miller, so you couldn't pay Danny Trevathan. You couldn't pay some of these other stud or players anymore. So you overload a contract. Aaron Rodgers is making, he's due to make this year, I think he's top five, isn't he? He's due to make, is it 37? 34 million? Something like that? I mean, it's a good chunk of money, and I want to continue busting in this. Yeah, Rodgers is at 37 million at this stage. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. He is top six. All right, you got Mahomes over him. Dak Prescott, which is crazy, right? Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Jared Goff, and then Aaron Rodgers. But reports did indicate that the Packers were putting a deal together that would make Aaron Rodgers the highest paid quarterback, or at least one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Now, I got a tweet already. I'll read it here. Not control. If you listen to his press conference, I love that. Just assume that as a sports guy, I didn't listen to the press conference and about the stuff we're going to be talking about today. But yes, I did. Thank you. He talked about feeling valued for his input. Much as if your boss is at the station, just like, lost me. That's when I stop with your argument, because football, NBA, NCAA is not KFKA or Doug's Diner or Billy's Soda Factory Shop. When you start comparing, and I've been guilty of this before, but I'm woke on that subject now, right? You can't compare video game numbers and businesses to what we do every day. You can compare multi-billion dollar companies like Microsoft. You can compare those to small businesses, sure. But when you start comparing any businesses to sports, this industry, you lose me. Because we're not dealing in that same reality anymore. So when you start saying, hey, if someone at your boss didn't come, we have like 20 people that work here. I mean, between full-time and part-time and you know, broadcasters and stuff. It's a way different thing. You can't even fathom this. This man is making $37 million a year. So you talk to me about not feeling valued? I mean, for $37 million, I'll throw the ball where, well, I'm not good at throwing the ball, but I'll sure try to throw the ball anywhere I possibly can for you, and I won't even ask any questions. No questions asked. Now, should Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, those kind of players, have a say in player personnel? So, Angel, you're Aaron Rodgers. I'm the GM. I'm Gutenkistenst. And I come up to you and say, hey, Aaron, I'm thinking of hiring, I'm thinking of bringing in Billy Thompson for the left guard. What do you think? And if Aaron says, if Angel as Aaron says, hell no, man, that's a terrible decision. And it's like, I have paid scouts, paid assistants that have been studying Billy whatever, for a year and a half now. Film after film after film after film, interview after interview after interview, whatever. And they're all convinced that he's the guy. And I say, I appreciate you saying that, but we're going to go with him anyway. What's going to make Aaron more mad? The fact that I came to you and went 100% against what you said, or that I didn't come to you at all?
I mean, talking about offensive line, right?
Yeah, offensive line. So it does directly
impact
him.
That's the guys that got to keep me upright,
sure,
throwing the ball. And if I don't feel comfortable with the guys that we're going after, I feel like that input should mean something.
And I guess I would say this. What qualifies you to hire this left guard? Because you're a quarterback. You do things. In fact, you didn't show up to any of our OTAs this year. So Rodgers has been, quote, they called him, what did the president call him, Green Bay? An interesting fellow. They clearly have conversations where they go, huh, that was unique. He has an estranged relationship with his entire family. And I don't like to bring that up a lot. But do you think as a general manager and a staff, when you see those kind of reports that he doesn't even talk to his family, and he has a lot of these interesting things that have happened to him throughout, you know, not bad. He does the right things on and off the field, but he's an interesting guy. Do I want him to have say in my player personnel, or do I show him the respect by paying him $37 million a year? You know, I think he should absolutely have say in the quarterback coach, because that's a guy that's working directly with you, and that's your expertise. You are a quarterback and one of the best to ever do it. So I got to think that you would be able to shed some light on who the quarterback's coach is. But the left guard, how much film have you watched of him, Aaron? Because you shouldn't be. You should be watching film of your opponents. You should be watching film of yourself. You should be working with your wide receivers.
It's a trust thing. Aaron has to trust the front office that they're going to get receivers or running backs or offensive linemen that are going to help the offense. And when he doesn't get any input in that, I can understand his frustration.
But they went to the NFC Championship. So clearly, somebody's, and everyone says, well, that's all Rodgers. It's like, you know, Rodgers was the MVP, sure. But we've seen this with great quarterbacks. You need a lot more than just a great quarterback to get to the Super Bowl, to get to the NFC Championship. So I understand some of this capacity as far as, well, he's not feeling valued there. The next best, highest paid player on the Packers roster is Davante Adams, $16 million. Do you know what Tom Brady does? We all know what he does. He gets a lot of input also. Why? Because he's willing to play for $25 million. That $10 million gets you that left guard. You know, that gets you another player. You know, I'm looking at these scores, Angel. And everybody wants to knock this defense. Looking at their scores from last year, Chicago scored 16. Tennessee scored 14. Carolina scored 16. Detroit scored 24. Philadelphia scored 16. Chicago again, 25. Jacksonville, 20. San Francisco, 17. defense wasn't bad last year, am I right?
No, I mean, they were a good team last year.
So I guess if there was ever going to be an argument to be had that Rodgers needs more input, why now? And are you talking about Rodgers getting more input on the field, like between field goal decisions and touchdowns? Because that's going to turn into a show pretty fast, because you got 40 seconds and you don't have the time to argue back and forth. You have a head coach for a reason. Do I think that they should say, hey, Aaron, new quarterbacks, we're thinking about, we're having some, because Aaron would have never signed off on them firing their quarterbacks coach 2 years ago. He never would have signed off on it. But then what if they would have done it, even though he said no? I think that that would be worse.
I think it comes from maybe he thinks the window is closing, not just for the Packers, but maybe for his own career. And he's trying to do everything he can to make sure he can get another Super Bowl.
I get it. But it does lead me to, you know, and again, let's play some more. Here's Rodgers talking about the commitment overall on both sides.
And then it kind of progressed from there into a commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time. So for me, I had to assess the situation, not necessarily wanting to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand.
And, you know, talking about the longevity of the contract and all that stuff too. Okay, that one, see, that's more common. You hear that more often. Let's talk more about, he goes on the recruiting side of things. Let's get into that. Here's clip number three.
The other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career. You know, I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency, Athletes First, has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer up my services as a recruiter, you know. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front. So we got into March, and the conversation changed.
I mean, you're right, Dixon. They went to two NFC championships in a row. So what's wrong? He says learn from their past, and they're not taking my critique. They're not taking my – and you're saying, okay, well, what's that going to get you – how do you get over the hump? How do you do that? Well, Tom Brady just entered your conference. So how do you get over the hump? Try to do what Eli Manning did. And seven other teams failed to do. Or how many Super Bowls has Tom gone to? He's gone to nine, ten? He's lost three, right? Two to Eli, one to Foles. Is that correct? He's been to 10 Super Bowls? So you got to try to do what only three teams out of 10 have ever done. It's knock you out somehow. Or 10 teams have failed to do, right? Getting into the Super Bowl. Dixon says, the only real problem I have with Rodgers is that the front office put together a team that has made it to two straight NFC Championship games. Was Rodgers a big part of that? Sure. But he didn't do it by himself. Like we said, the defense was actually pretty good last year. Really good. Was Rodgers... But he didn't do it by himself, so the front office must be doing something right. Rodgers is coming off like he is the only thing the team has. That's where I do kind of hear... I mean, listen, this is radio gold. This is great. Everything he said yesterday is great, and I want more of it. But as a radio host, I don't have to say, because the people get mad at you if you call them out. Well, you want guys to be honest, and then when they do, you get after them. If you disagree with them, yes, just because you're starting to be honest now doesn't mean we can't come at you. Doesn't mean we can't have a discussion about it. Rodgers basically said, I'm the reason people come to Green Bay. How do you feel if you're a Packers fan right now? Like,
Green Bay's a lovely city.
I know, but still, it's like this hardworking blue collar, and they're like, you know what? We bust our tail here. This is our home. And you're saying you're the only reason? The California kid's the only reason to come here? Now, they're probably just wanting another Super Bowl. But Don't say that people are coming to Green Bay, plural, to win championships. You've only won one. You won the same amount as Joe Flacco and Nick Foles. So I do think Rodgers is, he's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. But let's not, pretend that if I sign with Green Bay tomorrow, I'm a champ right off the bat. It takes a lot. And also, it's hard to sign with you when you're making 33, 37. You only have room for one more big contract or, eight medium contracts. That's how it works. We talk about Tom Brady all the time, and people say, well, how many top defenses have the Patriots have year in and year out? That's also because they have an extra $10 to $15 million to play with. Spread that out a little bit.
I mean, he did the same thing last year with Tampa Bay. He took a pay cut, and they brought in any superstar that wanted to come play, and they won a Super Bowl.
You just said you'd take Tom Brady over Rodgers, right, yesterday?
Sure.
He's Derek Carr, Matt Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes are all paid more than the seven-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback. I'm just saying I loved what he said because it's entertaining. It's a pretty holier-than-thou type of thing to say. Even Brady doesn't say that. He's got seven. Manning didn't say that, but he did give input on the roster. You know he did. Rodgers just went up on that podium and filleted Green Bay. Just torched them. Here's the last clip. Let's get to that.
If you can't commit to me past 2021, and I'm not a part of recruiting process and free agency, if I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, then go ahead and do it.
So he's basically saying, I want to be involved in recruiting. I want to be involved in making decisions, essentially, right? I mean, that second part, that fourth clip we just played, went from, I at least want to be asked, they ignore my opinions, to, if you don't want me involved in recruiting, then I don't want to be here. So the question is, Denver Broncos, George Payton, are you willing to say, hey, Rodgers is coming to town next year, obviously, assuming Drew Locke's not the MVP in 2021. Yeah, you have to be, basically, he just said it. I need to be involved in decisions. Maybe control's not the right word. I don't know. It's close to it. He wants to have some power. And it's not the same as a small business, folks. It's not. At the end of the day, you write checks to people that scout for you. Your offensive line coaching staff and scouts are the guys that are paid. If Rodgers is the one recruiting and doing it all, what the hell am I paying you guys for? I mean, and again, Green Bay's good. Something's going right. Well, Brady, that's all Rodgers. We just laid out the defense for you, folks. Yes, he was an MVP, but when your defense is holding teams under 20.
Don't slight Devontae Adams or Aaron Jones or that offensive line.
Right. How can that not be considered a slight to every one of those guys on the roster right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm interested to know what the mindset of the rest of the team is right now.
He basically said, I'm the reason anybody comes to Green Bay. I am the reason, and I want to be more involved in recruiting. So I'm also thinking, okay, you were going to try to make, you wanted to offer recruiting tips and this. So you're basically saying you're unhappy with the roster we put together for you. Who is it then? Because the guys you just listed that you would have re-signed, there's guys in those positions that are on your team right now that were in the NFC Championship with you last year and the year before that. It's not a great look. Then again, Rodgers hasn't had a great look, in my opinion, throughout this whole process. Would I have still wanted to see Rodgers here if the price were right? Yeah, I mean, you bring in a guy like that, you're a shoe-in to at least go deep into the playoffs. But let's not get it twisted here. Green Bay's won a championship with him. Don't tell me that just because I sign over with Green Bay, I'm going to win a championship. You got a shot. Just got harder with Tom Brady. And I actually think when we get to our NFL predictions, I actually think Dallas is going to be pretty good this year. You get Dak Prescott back, who was on pace to break some records. Maybe they have not the best wide receiver in the league, but as far as that trio, pretty good. Oh, Dixon says, yeah, he caught himself after saying they come here to play with me, and oh, yeah, the rest of my team. Yeah, and I that's all I could really hear was, they come here to play with me. That's what it sounded like. 25 minutes after the hour, do you think players like Aaron Rodgers, and again, we're not talking Josh Allen even. Maybe we're not even talking Patrick Mahomes yet, but players like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, those kind of guys, should they get more say? Should players like Aaron Rodgers be given more control in team decisions, like hiring a coach, signing a player, trades, etc.? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll be right back.
Design Countertop Specialist presents 13 Days, 13 Teams. Preps football training camp coverage begins in August. Only in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Our game beer of the week from Copper Kettle Brewing. This is a citrus paradisi. I like paradisi, that name. That's better. But as I'm told, it's paradisi. It's an IPA. Pick up selections from Left Hand Copper Kettle or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru open until midnight. That's On the Rocks Liquor, always supporting local breweries. Cool off by picking up some alcohol-infused ice cream. Sounds pretty good. By La Creme. When you stop by, it's delicious and refreshing. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Do you think players like Aaron Rodgers should be more involved in decisions, be given more control? And I like to say control, because that's what it is. Should Rodgers be able to put together a recruiting, and is he good at it? Maybe. But, I mean, they're doing something right there. The tough part about that, too, is this, Angel. All right, I'm already paying you $37 million. You're the quarterback. Everybody loves you. You're the star. I'm also paying recruiters to do recruiting. So what happens when I start taking Aaron Rodgers' advice over the recruiters? Suddenly, I get those guys mad. But you and I don't talk about that because nobody's interviewing the recruiters. So now you're pissing off all of your staff because Golden Boy Aaron Rodgers is getting to make every decision. There's a balance there. I do agree that Aaron Rodgers should have been brought in and had a discussion about his quarterback's coach. Would it have hurt for the team to sit down with Rodgers and say, here's what we're thinking for the draft? Would that have hurt? Would I have disagreed with that? No, I'm not saying that. But do I think that it should be, like, mandated as part of, like, it should be expected that Tom Brady and Rodgers should have say? And if not, the organization is doing them dirty. I actually think that you can achieve both of those goals, but I don't think it should be expected. And now Rodgers is coming out pretty aggressively against his old team. I mean, we're giving the Packers brass crap for saying Rodgers was an interesting fellow, right? Remember how everybody flipped out about that? Rodgers just took your organization, pulled out a lighter, whoosh, lit it on fire, questioning all of your decisions, saying, I want to help them learn from their mistakes. They're the second best team in the NFC. Third best team in the NFL? Tampa Bay, Kansas City, and Green Bay? So, no? Oh, you're shaking your head. Let me guess. He's thinking the Broncos. This is why we're not going to have you hired for recruiting, Michael. That wasn't Angel shaking his head, by the way. That was Michael. Third best team in the league?
Sure, yeah.
Who else is up there? I mean, it's not Buffalo over them.
Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
I still take Green Bay over those. So I go Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Green Bay. And Green Bay was one play away from making that thing work. interesting poll question. I got to get into the Big 12. There's a conspiracy going on, man. The ESPNs, man, they're trying to ruin us, bro. All right, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Kelly Lyle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, will join me next. We'll get into some Rams talk. They're getting set to join to start their camp very, very soon. So we'll be excited about that. Kelly coming up first. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFK.
Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now is Kelly Lyle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, on our First Advantage Hotline. Kelly, obviously the big stuff is we're getting closer to fall camp and everything, but this Big 12 story continues to unravel. Rams fans pumped to talk about it, at least, about the chances of Colorado State going to the Big 12, but will there even be a Big 12 to go to when all this thing really finishes up? Man, it's just wild in college football, right? College sports right now.
Yeah, what's going on is crazy. And then, you know, Bob Bowlsby admitting and filing the cease and desist order with ESPN to stop tampering with our conference to the SEC for trying to lure AAC school or trying to lure some Big 12 to the AAC to help break up the Big 12. That stuff's just getting kind of crazy. Certainly, you know, I guess it's not unusual given the amount of money involved. It kind of makes sense, I guess, that there would be some pretty strong incentive to maybe pull some shenanigans like that and strengthen your own brand. But I think it's way too premature, and I don't think the Big 12 is going away. I think there's too many things they have built into place, not just that payment that ESPN owes them of $160 million if Texas, you know, the Texas-Oklahoma departure type issue that could come up, but also they're part of the Autonomous Five. They're built into the system. And that's hard to change. Sure, the other four can vote them out, but the Pac-12 has zero incentive to see the Big 12 go away. So they're not going to approve it, I don't think, in any way, shape, or form. And I don't know that the Big 10 would either. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Big 12 will survive. If it loses Oklahoma and Texas, I think they'll pick up 2, 4, maybe even 6 more programs to fill it out. Would Colorado State be one of those? There's a chance, but it's a pretty outside chance compared to last time the Big 12 looked at expansion. I don't think Colorado State has nearly as much going for it right now. I mean, it does in the big picture. The problem is top of mind awareness. Colorado State's not what it was 4 years ago in 2016 when we went through this exercise before, and I think that could hurt their chances because nobody's really talking about Colorado State. They're talking about Boise State. They're talking about Cincinnati. They're talking about Houston, SMU, BYU. Almost, you know, Colorado State's not even in the conversation for the most part because their football program has frankly become irrelevant.
Yeah, and even though the basketball program is continuing to grow, maybe on pace for one of their best seasons yet coming up, we know how it goes. I mean, football first, unless your basketball team's just flat out dominating, and the Rams aren't there yet. Like I said, they're growing. When you look at would they look to add 4 teams, whatever, the Big 12 to get back 12? Do you see a good chunk of those teams coming out of the Mountain West Conference if of course this happens?
No, I don't. I see Boise State as probably the only potential Mountain West team that the Big 12 would have interest in. Maybe former, you know, I think former Mountain West member BYU could potentially be in the conversation in a package deal with Boise State. But I think for the most part, the Big 12 would look to the East and look at schools like Central Florida, Cincinnati, possibly a Memphis, you know, Houston, SMU, those schools will make a pitch, but I'm not sure the other Texas schools in the Big 12 want to let more Texas schools in. So I think it could get to be a real, you know, pitting us versus them and some real negotiating and arguing going on here in the near future. But I just don't think most Mountain West schools bring enough to the table to the Big 12 for them to consider. Certainly Colorado State might, but, you know, everybody, you talk about basketball power. If basketball power were a big thing, why isn't Kansas involved
right
in any of this?
Yeah.
Kansas is pretty much proof that basketball has become irrelevant in the conference realignment type thing. So, yeah, San Diego State's got a good basketball program. Their football program's been okay, but they're not going anywhere either. So I think for the Rams, unfortunately, I think as all this shakes out, Colorado State's probably going to end up remaining in a potentially weaker Mountain West if a Boise State or somebody leaves, and that's a concern. So hopefully the Mountain West is being at least proactive, because if some of these schools get poached from the American to join the Big 12, then maybe there's a couple of those American schools that the Mountain West might want to consider bringing in.
Yeah, that's all very interesting as well. And Kelly, going back to the Bob Bowlsby situation, this is a pretty serious accusation, right? I mean, accusing ESPN of essentially trying to encourage other conferences to pick apart the league so that, well, Texas, but mainly Oklahoma, would be a part of their network and would sure help TV ratings and revenue and such. Do you like just reading this on the outside looking in, what do you think? Is there a lot of merit here? And if so, what in the heck happens? It's going to be interesting to see.
Well, I think Bob Bowlsby's clearly ticked off.
Yeah.
And I think it started with him realizing that, you know, that Sankey and the SEC conference were in these negotiations with Oklahoma and Texas for the last 6 months or more, as he has said. And while doing that, here's Bowlsby and Sankey working with Mountain West Commissioner Craig Thompson and one other on a proposed 12-team college football playoff without any hint that they were behind the scenes working on doing this and decimating the Big 12. And I think he feels very betrayed by that and is just going all out. I mean, you know, I think he's been kind of backed against the wall, Bob Bowlsby, and he's not going to go down without a fight.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. It's he's mad. This whole thing has just spiraled the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, time will tell, I suppose, to see how this whole thing really works out. Kelly, on the CSU side of things, and again, if Big 12, I don't know that all these decisions are made now or if it's a process down the road. But if it is a process and we're not going to pull the trigger on any big moves or decisions, could CSU, if they turn this season around quickly and they suddenly have a winning season, maybe they're really good. Could that change things? Could a really good season change things if we do push this out a few years?
I think it could, just because of that top of mind awareness. I don't think it should change things. I think conferences should look at a lot more important, a lot more historical data, a lot more other things to figure out who they want to associate with. Clearly, we've seen over the years, I don't think the academic side of things is as important as maybe it once was to a lot of these conferences. That probably varies within each conference, but I don't think the Big 12 certainly doesn't really have a reputation for focusing on the academic side of things, maybe the way a Pac-12 or Big 10 has been known to do, even an ACC when they want to bring in a new member. So I think certainly anything you can do to improve your program will help. Better basketball will help too, again, because it's that just word of mouth, top of mind awareness. But, you know, the biggest thing is Colorado State's not going to sell out football games at Canvas Stadium this fall. That's probably just not going to happen. That alone is going to hurt. You've got a brand new stadium. You're in a rapidly growing market. And if you can't consistently get, you know, more than 30,000-35,000 fans to your home football games, that's a hard sell to any Power 5 conference.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. It'll be interesting to see what happens for the Rams, if they can put the wins together, if they can draw some more attendance as the season progresses. And we'll finally get a chance to see a full season, at least we hope, anyway, under Steve Addazio and what this team can ultimately do. Kelly, we're up against it, my friend, but appreciate it as always, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Kelly Lyle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Somebody just tweeted this out, Angel, about the Rodgers thing. This man just embarrassed the people that employ him on live TV for 20 minutes and knows they aren't going to do blank about it. That's a tough pill to swallow. I'm not defending Green Bay, but it's not like he's getting $33 million and he just goes on and kind of rips this thing apart. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, NBA draft is tonight. I know, it sneaks up on everybody because you got the MLB trade deadline tomorrow. We're knee-deep in training camp. All that to discuss and more. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to the Hall Show powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my buddy Brady Hall on 1310 KFKA.
Power to Play Sports poll question. Should players like Aaron Rodgers be given more control, more decision-making powers? Go vote at theholeshow.com. 57% of the whole can say no. Michael texting in. No, stay in your lane. Players play, coaches coach, GMs hire head coaches. That would be like mill members. Oh, you lost me. Even though you agree with me, kind of, because I kind of think that they should have a little bit of input. If you're Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and, you know, Peyton Manning type guys. But I'm just not going to entertain this argument, Angel, of comparing sports to regular work.
No, because we don't make millions of dollars like those guys do.
And it's just so much different. You know, you guys play a season and then you get an off season. Sports is a completely different animal. You get an off season to go away and not worry about anything for a while. It's kind of like who was a Ricky Gervais guy when he was like spoke at the one of the stupid award shows, and he's like, actors, you have no connection with the rest of us. Nobody wants to hear your political beliefs. And it's true. Scarlett Johansson is in a completely different world than you and I, Angel. I mean, for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same as these athletes. It's not as different as like Hollywood is, because that's completely its different own world. But it's pretty much on the same side. So yeah, even though you're kind of like somewhat on my same side, I don't know. I still think that maybe you sit down with Rodgers and you can have some of that conversation. But again, doesn't it defeat your point, the fact that Green Bay's been the top three team in the league for the last two seasons? So clearly Gutekunst is getting it right. It's my favorite name to say.
It's great.
It's just the best name ever. And I'm not making fun of it.
There's a lot of consonants in there. It's great.
It's just amazing. It's awesome. It's the best name in the history of the world. You know, Rodgers said something like, good thing that I liked LeFleur. Otherwise, I don't like that. Do you? It's a good thing I liked him. You may not like your head coach. Can you win games? Do you think everybody likes Gruden?
No.
Do you think everybody likes Bruce Arians or Bill Belichick?
Oh, no.
No, people hate Bill Belichick. Brady hated, well, what we're kind of hearing is that that relationship wasn't as great as we kind of thought it was.
I can't imagine having any friendly conversation with Bill. I just can't.
No.
Nick Saban, yeah.
They say he's funny, that he's a cut-up and stuff in real life. That's all a facade for the media, but you hear all the stuff outside the fact that, you know, guys aren't allowed to be themselves and stuff.
We're on to Seattle.
Yes. That's it. Oh, that's pretty good. But, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you're not always... So Rodgers just says, oh, well, it's a good thing I liked LaFleur, you know. But why? I mean, do you have to like your head coach?
Not necessarily.
Do you have to like your quarterback? I mean, do you have to be friends? I mean, Gruden and Carr apparently live in the same neighborhood. That's going to be rough. What happens if they trade him? Hey, Derek.
That was awkward.
Oh, crap, there he is. I'm not going to take the trash out now. I'm not going to mess with that now. What do you think about this whole Big 12 thing, man?
It's crazy.
Bob Bowlesby accused ESPN, the Big 12 commissioner, accused ESPN of encouraging other conferences to pick apart the league so Texas and Oklahoma can move to the Southeastern Conference more quickly and without paying a massive buyout. He says, I have absolute certainty that ESPN has been involved in manipulating other conferences to go after our members. Why would they do that? Because ESPN wants Oklahoma on their network because they own SEC Network. So they want that. That would make sense. And Angel, they said paying players was going to be corrupt and the end of college sports because the NCAA is spotless. It's so clean. Oh, except for networks trying to maybe entice other teams to leave a conference for money and sex parties at Louisville and fake classes at North Carolina and coaches taking tests at UNC. That happened. So, no, it's corrupt. It already is. It always will be. Let everybody make money. We'll be right back.